It seems to me that what Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he could just as easily have written to us today. For it has been reported to me about you, my brothers and sisters, by Chloe's people, that there are rivalries among you. I mean that each of you is saying, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. What do I mean? Well, in some ways we could say that in a way that's not terribly important, since so much of the country is not as enlightened as I am to be a diehard Boston sports fan. But when we talk about things that are more serious, we see that there are divisions among us. There are political divisions among us. Sometimes our political affiliations are the most important in our life. Or our affiliation to this politician or that politician is what is of primary importance. And we place ourselves firmly in the camp of one individual. Sometimes it is that a political party becomes more important to us than our faith, than the community of believers to which we belong. Sometimes we can even replace our faith with adherence to a political party. Moreover, as we're in the midst of this all things new, we can make divisions our own parish. We can certainly say, well, I can't possibly imagine being a Catholic if I have to go there for Mass, for my parish, for my faith. And what is most interesting in all of these divisions, some not so serious, some quite significant, is that it can really impact our witness as Christians. This is, in fact, what the Apostle Paul is trying to get at in the community that he has preached to. Paul was not the only one going about preaching. There were a number of people who were talking about what it is that Jesus had done for them and what it is that Jesus continued to do for them. He mentions a few. There's Paul, there's Apollos, there's Cephas, and of course, there is Christ. We could easily add others that are mentioned throughout the New Testament. Barnabas, for example, John Mark. We could mention Andrew and all of the apostles in the ways in which they shared the good news of Jesus Christ. But what was happening is what we are so prone to as human beings. We were beginning to attach ourselves to someone other than Jesus. We were beginning to make the division that was part of our life even more pronounced by saying that this person has the only way it can be for a believer in Jesus. And sadly, we do this even in the church, which is the point that Paul is getting at. We can look at certain church leaders and say, well, I'm really in his camp, or I'm really over there, or I am really a Pope John Paul II Catholic, or I'm a Pope Benedict Catholic, or I'm a Pope Francis Catholic. I'm one of those. As if there was a strikingly difficult difference between those things. Or as if we should be loyal first and foremost to John Paul or Benedict or Francis. That's what Paul's getting at here in the gospel. He even begins to make it ridiculous in the sense of the sacraments they received. Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? See, one of the challenges is that our primary allegiance is mentioned really in today's gospel. Our primary allegiance is to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. To place ourselves in the presence of Jesus, to seek the relationship that he longs to have with us, and to follow him wherever he may lead. Now, this is not to suggest that there aren't moments where we will be divided over critically important questions. There are instances where we need to stand up for what is right and good and true, and that will sometimes divide us. But there's a way we can proclaim the goodness, the truth of God and the Lord Jesus Christ that makes it possible for others to see the truth. We have to ask ourselves, is the ultimate goal of any discussion we have to convince people to see the benefit of following Jesus more clearly, or is it simply to win? Now, here's the thing. We all know, we all have those moments, I suspect, I know I do, where I get into a discussion with someone and we begin to disagree. The issue is not terribly important, but you'd never know it from the discussion, because we are both diehard in our position. And we can even be saying to ourselves in the midst of this discussion, I don't even know why I'm doing this. I don't even really care about the outcome. But I want to win. You know, one of the alums, I won't mention him because he's a high-level figure who's had a lot of positions, and I don't want to share something he said to me in private. But one of the things, when he was working at a high level of the federal government, he said, I came here thinking I was going to make all kinds of wonderful changes. I was really going to make a difference. And then one of the first things that happened to me was this. I found it strange at first that I got an email at 11:56 p.m. and then another one at 11:57 p.m. and then another one at 11:58 p.m. and 11:59 p.m., all from the same individual, and a question. Only to learn the next day that a senator got on the floor of the Senate to say this: the White House has not responded to our repeated requests for information. He said, that was the last time I used email. It wasn't about making a difference. I learned very importantly and sadly, it was about winning. And he said, I learned very quickly that it wasn't a Democratic tactic or a Republican tactic. It was a Washington tactic. Both sides were equally willing to do silly and ridiculous things in the name of winning an argument. For us, the important thing, it seems to me, is to recognize what Jesus discovers in the New Testament. What does he proclaim? He proclaims a very simple message that you and I are called to hear, because we are no different. This isn't about pointing fingers at anybody. It really is about recognizing that in my own life, I need to hear what Jesus said at the beginning of his ministry. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what Jesus asks of us. That's what Jesus wants from us. And that's what we need in order to have this relationship with Jesus. For each one of us has sinned. Each one of us has fallen short. But each one of us has been created in the image and likeness of God, not for a mediocre effort, but for greatness. Each one of us has been created for a relationship that's not just pretty good, but is eternal, and is one with the Lord Jesus who longs to save you and me, not for a day or two, but forever. Today, Jesus says to you what he says in the gospel. Come after me. Follow me. Go where I lead, because that is what is best for you. All you need to do is to repent and follow me.